Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people to receive your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of Genesis, chapter 5, verses 22 through 24. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch was 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Genesis 6, verses 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. In St. John chapter 6, verses 66, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1. Listen to what Paul tells Timothy. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And one more place, Revelation 12, verses 12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had but a short time. Combining these verses of scripture, we want to use for a thought. It's no time to walk away from the Lord now. It's no time to walk away from the Lord now. The purpose of this message is to encourage us in the body of Christ that in spite of what we may be facing, going through, confronted with, dealing with, tired of, and in spite of who may have walked out on us, walked away from us, don't want to be bothered with us, no longer friends with us, there is a friend that's sticking closer than a brother, and he will never leave us or forsake us, and his name is Jesus. Why don't you give him some praise right now for being a friend to you? From the beginning of time, there's always been a few or remnant that stuck out from the crowds, who always was looked upon as strange, odd, a stick in the mud, crazy, but they loved God and they chose to walk with him in spite of those who made fun of them. And even now in this present time, there are only a few who are really walking with the Lord. And to the world, they are crazy, dumb, odd, and foolish. But their love for God surpasses the opinions of others. And they know where the Lord brought them from and what he has brought them through. As David said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, but thank God that he's not only on our side, but he's also inside our hearts, minds, souls, spirit, life. Give him a praise for that right now. During Jesus' earthly ministry, There were many following him for different reasons. And the Lord knew that everyone who attended the meetings was not there for the right reasons. Some came, number one, because they was hungry and they heard about the free fish and the loaves. Number two, some came because they heard about miracles taking place and they wanted to see one of them. Number three, some came because they was tired of and wanted rest in their minds. Number four, some came because they was given bad news and they knew and they needed to hear some good news. Number five, some came because they was tired of being bound and they wanted to be free. Number six, some came because they wanted to know more about Jesus. Number seven, some came because they were thankful for what he had done for them. And number eight, some came because they had problems in their families and they wanted help. But in spite of the reasons, Jesus did not turn anyone away from him. And the reason being is because no one who followed him, listen to this good, would have an excuse as to why they did not change, nor could they say they have never heard the word. We are living in a time where there is so much taking place, positive as well as negative. But we must always remember that God is still on the throne, and that Jesus is still Lord, and the devil is still a liar. So when we realize that God is still in control, that gives us hope to make it in this world. When we look at the news, read the paper, all we hear and see is bad news. Stuff that will make you cry, become depressed if not careful. But our hope does not come from this world. But we must do like David did in Psalm 121. We must lift up our eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The core of this message is found in St. John 6, verse 66, when it says, from that time, many of his followers went back and walked no more with him. But Jesus turned to the 12 and asked them, will you also go away? It's no time to walk away from the Lord now. Why would Jesus ask the 12 a question like that? After the masses who used to follow him decided to walk away and go back to the way they used to be, he then asked the 12 a direct question. Will you also go away? Peter responded, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, which was true. But if that is so, why did the masses leave if he has the words of eternal life? Don't you think that they wanted eternal life? To answer this question, yes, they wanted eternal life, but they wanted it their way. The Bible said there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It's just like today in the religious arena. There are so many who go to church every Sunday, dress up, smell good, but they are not walking with the Lord. And the reason they aren't is because they cannot walk away or walk with him their way, or should I say, they won't give up the world. So they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They look right, but they are really wrong. Jesus said, a tree is known by the fruit it bears. So the question comes, what kind of fruit are we bearing? I know there is so much going on in local assemblies. And that is why Peter spoke these words. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? What a question. If the church expect to see the world change, we must walk with the Lord. If the church expect to see the power of God in demonstration, we must walk with the Lord. If the church expect to see the glory of God, we must walk with the Lord. If the church expect to see lives transform, we must walk with the Lord. If the church expect to experience a new anointing, we must walk with the Lord. If the church expect to impart or impact communities, we must walk with the Lord. If the church expect to mature and grow, we must walk with the Lord. If the church expect to experience kingdom authority, we must walk with the Lord. If the church expect to see miracles, we must walk with the Lord. If the church expect to be used by the Lord, we must walk with the Lord. If the church expect to hear His voice, we must walk with the Lord. If the church expect to command the enemy and he obey, we must walk with the Lord. If the church expect to shine as lights in this world, we must walk with the Lord. Those who walked away from Jesus, they went back to doing things they used to do. And saints, if we walk away from the Lord, we will go back into things that the Lord has delivered us from. And get this, it will be harder to get free if we go back. Because in Revelation 12:12, the enemy is angry, mad, upset. And anyone who walks away from Jesus, He's waiting for them. And He knows that His time is short. So He's working overtime to kill, steal, and destroy. And He is taking folk out. And the only safe place in this world is in the ark of safety. That's in Jesus. Saints, it's no time to walk away from the Lord now. And when you think about how messed up we was, and how the Lord stepped in and rescued us, delivered us and fought our battles, provided for us, kept us safe, healed us, forgave us, never reminded us of our sins, strengthened us, protects us, and loves us even when we don't love ourselves. Just stop right now and thank Him for loving you. Pause for a moment and just give Him praise for His love to you. That's enough right there to cause you to want to walk with Him even more. Paul told Timothy how some shall depart from the faith. And then Paul told the saints at Thessalonians how there shall be a falling away first. And you know, all of that is recorded to help us. And to inform us that we don't have to be a part of that. We don't have to fall away. We don't have to depart from the faith. But we can if we walk away from the Lord. So here are some signs that one has walked away from the Lord. Are you ready for this? Number one, no longer spending time in prayer with Him. Number two, no longer reading the Word. Number three, going to church, but really don't want to be there. Number four, no longer praising Him for His goodness. Number five, no burden to see souls saved. Number six, loving pleasure more than loving Him. Number 7, no longer witnessing to the loss. Number 8, no longer hearing His voice when He speaks. Number 9, no longer convicted when we do wrong. Number 10, no longer acknowledging Him, but doing what we want to do. Number 11, no longer giving Him the first fruit of what He blessed us with. It's no time, saints, to walk away from the Lord. But it is time for us to, number 1, draw nigh unto Him, that He may draw nigh unto us. Number 2, come out from among them and be ye separated. Number 3, seek ye the Lord while He may be found, and call upon Him while He is near. Number 4, return unto the Lord. Number 5, repent and turn away from our transgressions. Number 6, give God no rest. Number 7, run after God. Number 8, pant after God, as the deer panted after the water brooks. Number 9, hunger and thirst after righteousness, so we can be filled. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Gross darkness is on the earth, and the people who sit in darkness needs to see great light. And God has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. And that light must be seen in this gross and dark world. But the world, in many cases, will not see the light until the church get back to walking with the Lord. And stop walking with the world. Stop going after the fashions of the world. Stop patterning our lifestyles like the world. Stop allowing the world to dictate to us. As David said in Psalm 1, listen to this. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So David talks about walking, standing, and sitting. And we must not walk in the advice of the ungodly, but walk according to the word of God. We must not stand in the way of sinners, but we must stand and be signposts pointing sinners to the Savior. We must not sit in the seat of the scornful, but we sit in heavenly places and hear what the Master has to say to us. So in closing, Paul told us that perilous times will come, and we are in them. And I thought about when the Israelites was in Egypt, and how the plagues came into Egypt. But no plague came nigh their dwelling, because they was in a place called Goshen. We are in a world that's constantly hit with plagues, diseases, and all kinds of dangers. But as long as we walk with the Lord, Psalm 91 is our promise. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Then David said in verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. You might want to read Psalm 91 in its entirety. So saints, our walk with the Lord is not corporate, but personal. Catch that. And everyone has to make the decision to do this. Those who walk with the Lord did not walk with Him because He made them do it or forced them to do it. But they did it because they loved Him and they wanted to do it. And they appreciated Him for who He is to them. Get that? They appreciated Him for who He is to them. not for what he has done for them, but because of who he became to them. There's a song that says, because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. So, saints of God, as I close, it's no time to walk away from the Lord now. And just to think that there are people in the world that's looking to you and I for answers. They're looking for hope. There are people that sit in darkness need to see great light. The captive exile hasten it that he may be loose, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. Saints of God, God is depending on us to be his mouthpiece to men and women that's in the valley of decision. But if we walk away from the Lord, if we throw in the towel, if we tell God, that's enough, I quit, I'm going back into the world. If we make the mistake like the Israelites did when God brought them out of Egypt, they kept talking about how it was in Egypt, the leeks and the garlics and the onions and the fish. But they also forgot the bondage that they was in, the suffering, the cruel bondage and the harsh treatment that they was receiving while in Egypt. And sometimes the enemy tried to show you, you should have stayed in the world. You was more blessed than you are in the world. That's a lie, because you see, sin is just for a season. And sin is what's ruining men today. Sin is what's destroying men today. And saints of God, he has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Then he said, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. As I close, I feel that there are so many of us who are on the verge of just quitting, just giving up, saying, Lord, I can't take no more. Lord, you're taking too long to move for me. I want to pray that God will strengthen us. I want to pray that God would heal us and encourage us and give us the strength we need to continue. Wonderful Holy Spirit, as you moved upon the face of the waters, move upon the hearts of the listeners of this message even now. Holy Spirit, you know the conditions of every heart, the condition of every mind. You know the state and the frame of mind each person is in that's listening to this message. You know the attacks of the enemy, the assaults, the fiery trials, the fiery darts that's coming against your people even now. Loving Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I thank you for touching your people around this world. I thank you for reviving us, renewing us, restoring us. God, thank you for strengthening us with strength in our souls, renewing our strength as the eagle. Your words say, but they that wait upon you shall renew their strength. Father, in Jesus' name, release your anointing even now upon your people. Release your anointing power even now to equip your people, to undergird your people. Not to get out the battle, but to dig deeper in the trenches. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I thank you for a new mindset you have given to us in the body of Christ. Not to walk away from you, but to walk with you even more intimately. I pray, loving Father, that you bring us to a greater intimacy with you. And Father, I pray for those who have turned their backs on you. As the prodigal son came to himself before he came to his father, I pray that you would touch even those who have walked away from you, that you would draw them back into the fold. And Father, I give you glory. I give you praise and I give you honor for doing it now in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. It's no time to walk away from the Lord now.